farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Small-scale coconut farmers are set to benefit from a 4-year regional project to revitalize the sector. Stay tuned to find out more in today's edition of Calling Farmers. I'm Anjue James Sawyers. Good morning, and thank you for waking up with us.
Jamaicans!
Jamaicans!
For Labor Day this year, we will work together for the children.
That's right.
In every community.
Let's show them that we care.
By creating and upgrading public spaces.
So our children can feel safe.
To play, have fun and bond together.
So come on Jamaica, let's work together.
It's a labor of love. Nurturing our children.
Labor Day, May 25th.
Jamaica is among 9 countries slated to benefit from a 5-year regional project aimed at enhancing the competitiveness of small-scale coconut farmers. The Caribbean Agricultural Research and Development Institute, CARDI, will be partnering with the Geneva-based International Trade Center, ITC, to undertake the initiative.
This is a defining moment, we think, for the coconut sector in Jamaica. The market is buoyant. Coconut products are in amazing demand around the world, and particularly in the Caribbean and in the neighboring countries. And that demand at the moment cannot be satisfied from the current level of supply. So you have excellent market conditions.
Ian Sayers, Head of Product Sector Development, ITC. The project, valued at 3.5 million euros, will be financed by the European Union and implemented in the CARIFORUM countries of Belize, Dominica, the Dominican Republic, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and the Grenadines at Trinidad and Tobago.
CARDI is now going to have a subcontract or some kind of a memorandum of agreement with ITC so that CARDI will be the local on-the-ground implementing agency in the CARICOM countries.
Phase 1 of the project will engage national stakeholders in formulating roadmaps for market-led development of the coconut and coconut product sector and agree on implementation plans.
The stakeholder platform is really going to be the basis on which the work is actually going to be undertaken in the country. And for example, in Jamaica, there's going to be this stakeholder platform, which they have already identified members to be part of.
Manager for Technical Services at CARDI, Francis Asiedu. In the first of a series of workshops, specialists from within and outside the region met with farmers, buyers, entrepreneurs, and industry representatives at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel for a 2-day workshop.
The work program has actually been at least drafted by CARDI and ITC. Budgets have been assigned to the activities to be implemented, and therefore when the stakeholder platform meets, they will be looking at the work program.
CARDI and ITC hosted the Value Chain Development Roadmapping Workshop recently, where critical areas such as market dynamics, plant material availability, and new technologies were discussed. The number one issue identified at the meeting was the lethal yellowing disease, which affects palms in the eastern section of the island, as well as sections of St. Catherine.
The farmers actually relate their issues, their problems associated with the production of coconut palms in Jamaica, and that is taken into consideration when the project is going to be formulated for funding. So all the problems associated with disease problems, the pest problems, marketing problems, production issues, all of those are taken into consideration.
Plant pathologist at Molecular Biologist Coconut Industry Board, Dr. Wayne Myrie. Similar workshops will be held in all 9 countries as the project will utilize a participatory approach to foster coordination and collaboration between key national and regional stakeholders in the coconut value chain. And now for our proverb of the day.
The dry fly from adamant cow skin.
And this means do not interfere in other people's business. That's it for today's edition of Calling Farmers. Join us again next time. I'm Anjue James Sawyers with studio engineer Joel Samuels wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.